Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about tarrying in Haran. Today, Paul will be talking about one man with a vision. Let's join Paul now as he teaches on one man with a vision.
Hello, everybody. I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. I am Paul Worden, and I will be your host, and I want to continue with the talk on the birth of a vision. I believe with all my heart that God has a vision for each and every one of us. He has called us to serve Him, and He has called us to have a vision and to seek that vision and to fulfill that vision. If we would just open our hearts and seek the Lord, He will show us and He will help us and He will be with us on every step of the way on this vision, and He would bless that vision. At age 75, while living in Haran, Abraham, the son of Terah, received a call from God to go to an unknown land that the Lord would show him. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, "Get thee out of thy country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." That story you can read over in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. God also told Abraham that He would make his descendants a great nation. Promise must have seemed unbelievable to Abraham because his wife Sarah was elderly and without child. But Abraham obeyed God and began the long journey into the unknown. Abraham traveled south along the routes from Haran through Shechem and Bethel to the land of Canaan. This was a populated area inhabited by the warlike Canaanites, so Abraham's acting upon God's promises to even begin his journey was a tremendous declaration of faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive after an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went, but by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You can read a little of that in Hebrews 11, 8 through 10. Like Abraham, you too have a divine destiny. Your ancestors may have missed it, as Terah did. Your parents may have not fulfilled it, but if you act upon God's mandate, you won't miss it. How do you do this? By faith. The scripture says, by faith, Abraham obeyed and went out. Two key words here. By faith, and he obeyed. You may not understand the details of the destiny to which God is calling you, but like Abraham, you must step out by faith and start your journey into the unknown. Abraham knew God had called him to a promised land. He knew he had a divine purpose, but in order to reach his destiny, he must first make the first move, and so must you. Take the first steps toward your destiny today. Your first steps might mean making plans to relocate geographically. You might need to enroll in school to learn a special skill. or you might need to learn a foreign language to prepare for the mission field. What is your first steps toward the fulfillment of your vision? That's something we need to think daily on, and that is something we need to pray dearly and daily upon, that God will reveal His vision for us, and not only reveal it to us, but like Abraham, take the faith and step out and move and act on that vision that God has for each and every one of us. Let's say a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time where we can get together and talk about the vision You have for each and every one of us. Father, I pray that You will make this vision known and You will make this vision real. And Father, that You will help us to act by faith and to move and to do and to exceed on this vision that You have for each and every one of us. Father, I want this vision to come through for everyone that hears my voice, and that they will act upon it, and that You will bless them and bless that vision. Father, give them the courage, give them the faith, give them the understanding, and show them their vision, and that You will open their heart to that they will receive it and to do it. Father, we ask You to do this for Your glory and for Your glory only, that You will use us in a mighty way to achieve Your goal, I pray. Father, we thank You for that. We thank You for hearing our prayers, and we thank You for touching us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, One Man with a Vision. Join Paul next week as he talks about moving towards destiny. All material is furnished by Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teachings today. You can write or email us. Our email address is ltm@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's ltm@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.